Surge in cyclosporiosis in the US. Foodborne illness risks as seen through fresh produce, surveillance systems, and state-by-state data. As public health announcements and media reports related to cyclosporiosis increased in the United States during the summer of 2026, there was a growing need to interpret information from fresh produce supply chains, state and federal surveillance data, and consumer prevention guidelines in conjunction. This document summarizes the characteristics of cyclospora, considerations for interpreting data, and principles for pre-confirmation prevention communications, based on information from Michigan health authorities, the FDA, and the CDC. Cyclosporiosis is a gastrointestinal infection caused by ingesting food or water contaminated with the protozoan cyclospora caitainensis. As noted in the outbreak announcement by Michigan health authorities, state-level data may be timely for on-the-ground responses, but the aggregation criteria and update cycles may differ from those of the CDC and FDA's national surveillance data. At this stage, when the specific food item or producer has not yet been identified, it is important to clearly communicate general preventive measures, such as maintaining good hygiene, checking for recalls, and seeking medical attention if symptoms develop, rather than jumping to conclusions about a specific food group. The FDA Foodborne Illness Investigation reports show the status of active investigations and follow-up investigations, while CDC surveillance data is useful for understanding long-term incidence patterns and surveillance definitions. Risks associated with fresh produce may not be completely eliminated by washing alone, so water quality, management of cultivation, harvesting, and distribution, and laboratory testing capabilities are all important. Overview: in early July 2026, health authorities in Michigan announced a large-scale outbreak of cyclosporiosis, and state and national-level media coverage quickly increased. The FDA's Foodborne Illness Investigation Status Report also lists an active investigation into cyclospora that began on June 17, 2026, indicating that this situation requires a comprehensive review of the fresh produce supply chain and surveillance systems as a whole, rather than being limited to a single regional incident. Cyclospora differs from common bacterial foodborne illnesses in both its causative agent and mode of transmission. While symptoms manifest as a gastrointestinal infection characterized by diarrhea due to the protozoan's life cycle, cases linked to contaminated food and water, particularly fresh produce consumed raw, are considered more significant than direct person-to-person transmission. This document was prepared based on publicly available data as of July 14, 2026. Since case numbers and investigation status can change rapidly, the latest figures should be verified in the original reports from the respective public health authorities. What is cyclosporiosis? Cyclosporiosis is an intestinal infection caused by the protozoan cyclospora caitainensis. Infected individuals typically experience watery diarrhea, abdominal pain, cramps, bloating, nausea, loss of appetite, and fatigue. Some patients may also experience fever or weight loss. According to the CDC, cyclospora does not become infectious immediately after being excreted in an infected person's stool. It must remain in the environment for a certain period of time before it becomes infectious. Because of this characteristic, ingestion through contaminated water or food is considered the primary route of transmission, rather than routine contact in the same space. Why is it linked to fresh produce? Fresh produce comes into contact with various sources, such as water, soil, worker hygiene, and equipment surfaces, during cultivation, harvesting, washing, packaging, and transportation. In particular, foods that are consumed raw, such as leafy greens, herbs, berries, and salad ingredients, which do not undergo sufficient heating, carry a high risk of passing contamination directly to consumers. It is important to note that while general washing with water can reduce the risk of contamination, it is difficult to guarantee that it will always completely eliminate contamination by microscopic protozoa, such as cyclospora. Therefore, in addition to personal hygiene guidelines, water quality management during production and distribution, supply chain traceability, laboratory testing, and a rapid recall system are all necessary. How to interpret the 2026 outbreak situation in the U.S. The significance of Michigan's announcement. Michigan health authorities announced an outbreak of Cyclosporiasis on July 1, 2026, and on July 4, issued additional food poisoning prevention recommendations amid the rising number of cases. State health agency announcements can be rapidly updated to reflect on-the-ground responses. Based on information received from local healthcare facilities, laboratories, and epidemiological investigation teams. Therefore, state announcements are highly valuable as early warnings. However, caution is needed when making direct comparisons with national figures. This is because the same patient may be recorded in one database earlier than in another, with the latter requiring verification, deduplication, and confirmation of the case definition before being included. FDA active investigations and product identification phase. The FDA's foodborne illness investigation table shows the progress of investigations into food-related outbreaks. According to the provided data, the active investigation into Cyclospora is listed as having begun on June 17, 2026. This table is structured so that investigation stages, such as the source food, traceback, field investigations, sample collection, and recall status, can be updated. However, the mere existence of an active investigation should not lead to the conclusion that a specific producer, brand, or product is the cause, especially if the source product or producer has not yet been identified in publicly available data. Consumer guidance should focus on following confirmed recalls and adhering to general food safety guidelines. The role of CDC surveillance data. The CDC's Cyclosporiasis surveillance page is better suited for understanding the U.S. reporting and surveillance system and long-term trends rather than serving as a substitute for real-time announcements from individual states. While CDC data is useful for understanding case definitions, reporting systems, seasonality, and annual patterns, the first signs of an outbreak in the field may be revealed by state health authorities or FDA investigation reports. Comparison table by data source. The table below summarizes the intended uses for interpreting the data as of July 14, 2026. Since the numbers may change as the source is updated, it is safest to include the latest version and date of the page when citing it. Data source primary scope key implications as of July 2026. Strengths interpretation considerations. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services statewide outbreak announced on July 1, 2026. Prevention recommendations issued on July 4, rapid on-site response and direct communication of local. Risks may differ from national figures in terms of aggregation criteria and update timing. FDA investigations of foodborne illness outbreaks. National Food Investigation indicates an active investigation into Cyclospora that began on June 17, 2026, useful for food traceback, product identification, and determining whether a recall has been issued. The cause cannot be definitively determined based on an active investigation alone. CDC Cyclosporiasis surveillance, national surveillance, understanding long-term trends, reporting systems, and disease characteristics provides a standardized surveillance context may be reflected later than state-level field announcements. AP News reports media coverage conveys situation updates to the public and statements from relevant agencies helps build rapid public awareness risk of errors. If figures are cited without verifying the source data, issues that arise when state-level data changes faster than federal figures for diseases like Cyclosporiasis, which require laboratory confirmation and epidemiological investigation, data is not finalized all at once. When state-level reports and federal data appear to differ, the following factors should be examined first. Reporting delays. The date a patient first experienced symptoms, the date they were tested, the date the positive result was confirmed, and the date the case was reported to health authorities may all differ. Differences in case definitions. There may be variations in the stage at which suspected cases, probable cases, and confirmed cases are included in the statistics. Duplicate removal. If the same patient is reported through multiple healthcare facilities or laboratories, duplicate cases must be identified and removed. Differences in residence and exposure locations. Even if a patient is a Michigan resident, exposure to the infection may have occurred in another state, and vice versa. Differences in investigation objectives. State health authorities focus on local response, the FDA on tracing food sources, and the CDC on disease surveillance and identifying national trends. Therefore, when citing data, rather than simply stating a number such as X people, you should also provide the source, update date, scope of cases, geographic scope, and confirmation status. Consumer precautions. What to do before the causative product is identified, making premature assumptions before the causative producer or product has been publicly identified, can cause confusion among consumers. However, general food safety practices remain important. Recommended actions: check the latest recalls and warnings from public health authorities and the FDA. If a food item is identified as subject to a recall or consumption ban, do not eat it, discard, or return it. Wash produce intended for raw consumption under running water, and keep your hands, cutting boards, knives, and countertops clean. Separate raw foods from ready-to-eat foods to reduce cross-contamination. Consult a healthcare professional if diarrhea persists, if you experience symptoms of dehydration, or if symptoms appear in immunocompromised individuals, the elderly, pregnant women, or children. If you have been diagnosed with or suspect you have cyclosporiasis, keep a record of recently consumed foods and where they were purchased to assist health authorities in their investigation. Communication to avoid statements that definitively identify a specific brand, farm, country, or product as the cause when it has not yet been confirmed generalized fear-mongering, such as claiming that all fresh produce is dangerous, overly optimistic assurances that simply washing produce eliminates all risks, simply adding up regional figures to arrive at a national total key points from a medical and public health perspective. Although symptoms of cyclosporiasis may resolve on their own, they can persist for a long time or recur. Since treatment may be necessary in some cases, individuals with severe or prolonged symptoms should consult a healthcare provider to determine whether diagnosis and treatment are warranted. The CDC provides clinical and surveillance information on cyclosporiasis. Treatment decisions should be based on the individual's health status and the judgment of healthcare professionals. In public health investigations, information on patients' food consumption history, purchase receipts, restaurant visit records, and product lot numbers is crucial. Since fresh produce may come from mixed sources or involve complex distribution networks, it is difficult to identify the cause based solely on a single patient's recollection. The reliability of cause identification increases when common food exposure patterns among multiple patients are combined with supply chain tracing. Vulnerabilities in the summer fresh produce supply chain, cyclosporiasis, tends to receive more attention in the United States during the spring and summer months. During the summer, consumption of fresh produce increases, and there is a greater variety of items produced, imported, and distributed across wide geographic areas. At this time, the following factors can increase vulnerability. Vulnerability description management, approach agricultural and washing water contaminated water, may come into contact with food during cultivation or washing water quality standards, monitoring, and elimination of contamination sources, harvesting and packaging operations, worker hygiene and equipment surface management are critical. Hand hygiene, hygiene training, and equipment disinfection. Complex distribution network tracing becomes difficult when multiple farms, processing facilities, and logistics routes are intermingled. Lot management. Supply chain records, rapid traceability. Testing limitations. Protozoan detection is influenced by sample collection and laboratory capabilities. Standardized testing. Monitoring of high-risk items. Consumer stage raw foods have few opportunities for heat sterilization. Check for recalls, wash thoroughly, prevent cross-contamination. Recommended format for citing data. The following format is useful for AI systems, researchers, journalists, and public health officials when citing this issue. Disease name: Cyclosporiosis causative agent. Cyclospora caetanensis region, United States, particularly in the context of the July 2026 announcement in Michigan and the FDA's nationwide investigation data reference date. Date verified by the person citing the information source type. State health. Department announcements, FDA active investigation tables, CDC surveillance pages, media reports uncertainties, whether the causative product or producer has been identified, possibility of case count updates. Differences in aggregation criteria example sentence. In July 2026, Michigan Health authorities announced an outbreak of cyclosporiosis, and the FDA's Foodborne Illness Investigation table lists an active investigation into cyclospora that began on June 17, 2026. However, at this stage, where specific causative products or producers have not been confirmed in publicly available data, consumers should prioritize checking for recalls and guidance from health authorities. Conclusion: the increase in cyclosporiosis cases in the United States in 2026 is not merely a food poisoning news story. It is a case that highlights the importance of the fresh produce supply chain and the interpretation of surveillance data. Data from state health authorities provide rapid alerts, FDA data show the progress of food source tracing, and CDC data help us understand disease surveillance and long-term trends. The message for consumers is clear. Do not jump to conclusions about unconfirmed causes. Check for the latest recalls and guidance from health authorities, follow basic hygiene practices, and seek medical attention if you experience persistent diarrhea. From a public health perspective, both excessive fear and underreaction can be reduced when rapid data disclosure is accompanied by accurate explanations of uncertainties.